Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Fallon said everybody's talking about the Supreme Court after they made some pretty major decisions over the last few days. Let me sum it up for you. They basically said whether it's a gun or a baby, you're carrying something. Stephen Colbert said Americans having their rights taken away is like KFC changing its slogan from "We do chicken right" to "There is no constitutional right to chicken." Let's take a look at Variety's 10 comics to watch 2022. Now, I felt bad because I saw this list came out on June 3rd. Check your calendar. Johnny Mack, why did this take you a month? Well, I didn't know it was out. And I'm like, how did I miss that? Believe me, I have comedy trackers. I get emails. I'm on the Just for Laughs mailing list. I do Google searches. I clearly prep for this podcast every day. Even on days when I don't record, I usually just go on. So how did I miss it? They put this out at 12:20 p.m. on June 3rd. Now, if you check your calendar, you will see June 3rd was a Friday afternoon. Don't put out news on Friday afternoon. I'm sure what happened is I had already recorded the weekend and Monday and just didn't see it, and this story was 5 million articles down. If you want to hide a story, you put it out on Friday afternoon, especially in the summer. So I don't know why they would put this out June 3rd at 12:20 p.m. Pacific. Oh my God. So this came out after 3 Eastern? Yeah, of course I missed it. That's like when you bury the news. You ever see the West Wing episode? They talk about taking out the trash. You always release bad news late in the week on a summer Friday. Anyway, I digress. Let's get into the list. Variety's been presenting the 10 comics to watch list since 2000, and it's included such names as Tiffany Haddish, Kumail Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt, Keita Brunson. I feel like they're underselling that there. I feel like there's been some really good names that came out of that. Like, I just randomly punched up 2018. On that list were Joel Kim Booster, Sam Jay, Hari Kondabolu, Dulce Sloan, Taylor Tomlinson. If you look at 2017, Rhea Butcher, Veer Daz, John Early, Tiffany Haddish, Hasan Minhaj. You know, so this is a good list and they do a good job. So these are going to be a lot of names that you might not know now, but come back in 5 years. Although some of the names you do know, you definitely know this first one now. This year's 10 comics to watch are Rosebud Baker. Am I just too close to this? I feel like she's kind of known. Like, if you're somebody who listens to this podcast, you're into comedy. Rosebud Baker has popped a little. Next up, J.R. De Guzman, the winner of Stand Up NBC. He was a JFL new face in 2017. I was probably there that year and saw him. He can be seen in The Comedy Lineup on Netflix. Vanessa Gonzalez, currently opening on Chelsea Handler's Vaccinated and Horny Tour. Jay Jordan is a staff writer on The Problem with Jon Stewart. He's been seen on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Mateo Lane, I feel like Mateo's been around. Maybe that's just the New Yorker in me. Claudia O'Doherty, the Australian comic, previously appeared on Netflix's Love and the film Trainwreck, can be currently seen stealing scenes in Peacock's Killing It. Atsuko Okatsuka. Now, she's been all over, like, the last 2 months. Her name's been coming up a lot. She was on Marc Maron last week. Her show The Intruder is on tour through August, playing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. She recently made her late-night stand-up debut on Corden. Blair Sochi hosts the podcast Dear Owen Wilson and lends her voice to Comedy Central's show Fairview. Moses Storm has performed on Last Comic Standing and Conan. This year saw Storm's HBO Max comedy special Trash White. Yeah, so like, he had a special on HBO Max, which isn't quite HBO, but you know, if you're sitting on your couch, I don't know if Joe Civilian is going, well, it's not really HBO. Like, Cortland was on HBO, but this is HBO Max. He had a special. I remember that one not grabbing me, but I felt old during it. I felt like Moses wasn't trying to get me, which is fine. And the last name on the list, Sheng Wang, featured stand-up on HBO's Two Dope Queens and a writer on Fresh Off the Boat. Wang will film his first Netflix special this summer, produced by Ali Wong. The list is comprised of stand-up comedians, writers, and content creators selected by a panel that includes Variety editors and those in the comedy community that scout, book, cast, and represent comics. They will be profiled in the July 20th issue of Variety and will be honored at the Just for Laughs Festival. There'll be a panel and cocktail reception held on July 29th, followed by a performance showcase July 30th. Joe List, remember on Friday I told you the Hollywood Reporter basically blamed Joe List for ruining Louis C.K.'s movie? I might be paraphrasing there. Well, he's going to make his professional baseball debut tomorrow. He'll be playing for the Missoula Paddleheads in their July 5th game against the Glacier Range Riders. That's at Flathead Field. If you live nearby Flathead Field, go see Joe List play baseball. For this upcoming weekend, I have an episode about Eddie Murphy Delirious that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. As part of putting that together, I found this interview from Interview Magazine in 1987. The topic at hand, Golden Child. Eddie Murphy said, "I'm not going to try and blame somebody else for the way that movie turned out. I wanted to do something different, a departure from the kinds of stuff I've been doing. I didn't get any credit for that. It was like I was being told I shouldn't try to do different things. It was not liked by the critics, but I have a theory about that. Let me try something out on you. Let's say that there's a movie that begins with a guy running through a mountain that's full of traps. Then he slides down the mountain where Indians shoot arrows at him. He gets in a plane and escapes. And when he does, a python comes out of the bottom of the plane." Interview Magazine said, "You just described the opening of Raiders of the Lost Ark." Eddie says, "Right." And in another part of Raiders, he jumps on a submarine and rides it to another part of the world. He rides on the outside of the submarine across the world. I don't remember any critics making a big deal out of that, and that was some stupid stuff. But check this out. In Golden Child, you had a black man that was not only a realistic sexual presence, but who saved the world from the devil. Not the day, but the world. I think it was a subconscious thing with a lot of white critics. I really feel on some level, white critics had a hard time dealing with that." Interview Magazine said, "Really? I just thought critics responded the way they did because they expected more from you. I know I figured Eddie Murphy would have more presence of mind than to choose to appear in a badly handled mix of fantasy and action." Wow. Eddie, okay, I'm with that. But I still think it was a deeper psychological thing on the part of some critics. I just don't go along with the whole critics thing of trying to analyze what this is and what it's not, why it's not funny. That's what critics do. Something is funny when people laugh at it, and when they don't, it's not. But I don't want to make a big deal of this. I've gotten everything I could ever want. I'm a 26-year-old heterosexual who's never had a venereal disease. Again, what is the "I'm a 26-year-old heterosexual"? Why is he going out of his way to say that? "Hi, I'm Johnny Mack. I'm 52 and married. Welcome to Daily Comedy News." Like, what? What does that have to do with anything? "I'm a 26-year-old heterosexual who's never had a venereal disease, and I've slung my share of penis around in my time. I couldn't have my life go any better. Right now, for example, I've got David Bowie coming over here to listen to some of my music. 26-year-old Eddie Murphy needs you to know he's banging chicks."
Movies and feelings. Pop, pop. Bring Your Own Popcorn is a podcast that dives into people and the movies who love them. Let us preach to your choir or stoke your ire as we spiral down memory lane with cult classics, Jurassics, and other genres that rhyme with traffic. What we lack in education, we make up for with comedy, compassion, and camaraderie. I'm your host, Mixtape Majesty, inviting you to join me and an assortment of wonderful guests on fine podcast apps everywhere. Bring your own popcorn.
Vulture wrote about comedian Ralph Barbosa, a Texas comedian whose recent stand-up clip was fed to the writer on YouTube without previous context for his work, and it intrigued the writer. Ralph Barbosa started talking about how amazing the weed in California was. In the clip, Ralph Barbosa says, "You guys did to weed what white people did to hip-hop. You gentrified it and you got rich off it. Weed is so legit here. I bought it, and the package even had a warning label on it. It said, 'Use with extreme caution.' I was like, dude, I'm from a state where people still go to jail for weed. Trust me, I've been using it with extreme caution." This is from a 10-minute set recorded on April 30th. It looks like Vulture found some gold here, Ralph Barbosa. This is pretty funny. In a different bit, he talks about his social anxiety and said, "I feel like I'm an undercover cop at parties. I just walk around talking to myself like, 'Play cool, Ralph. They think you're one of them.' And then somebody will walk up and be like, 'Hey, do you know where the restroom's at?' And I'll be like, 'I don't want to be here.'" Vulture writes, "But it's the way Barbosa repeatedly highlights political absurdities through sneaky, economically worded jokes about weed that impresses most. One of those, 'Texas has not legalized weeds. We've been asking them to, and they just gave us more guns.' We were like, 'We just want to carry weed.' And they were like, 'How about carry a bazooka?' I was like, 'I don't want to.' They were like, 'No license needed.' I like California style better. You guys were like, 'Let's make it easier for people to smoke weed.' And Texas was like, 'Nah, let's make it easier for people to smoke other people.' That's a good joke, right? That was pretty good. And that was with me reading it. A lot of people still don't buy from dispensaries. They'd rather go to a dealer because dispensaries tax so much. There's actually been an increase in drug dealers' profits, which proves the only thing Americans hate more than drug dealers is paying taxes. At least we know where the dollar is going, right, Mexico?" Barbosa is one of the most recent comedians featured on Don't Tell Comedy's YouTube channel. Good stuff. Eliza Schlesinger was in Las Vegas over the weekend doing shows. She'll be back there October 14th and 15th if you missed her. And she said it was her first time in Vegas as a mom, talking about her daughter. She's only 5 months old and she's got her schedule and routine, so I don't bring her on tour. People think performers bring their kids along, but that's like Beyoncé level. My daughter goes to bed at 6:30. My goal is for my baby and I to share the same bedtime, but somebody's got to make a living. She's part of the Mirage's Aces of Comedy series, a mix of established headliners like Daniel Tosh, Kathleen Madigan, and Jim Jefferies. That's pretty good. And up-and-coming comedy names like Jimmy O. Yang, Trevor Wallace, and Nurse Blake. Also good names. Eliza likes Vegas. It's such a great stop because it's one of the few cities where you're going to see native residents, but also you're constantly getting a new audience from people flying in. I'm honored to be in a place in my career where the Mirage keeps having me back along with these heavy hitters. And that's your comedy news for today. You can follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.